Then one of my uncles and his girlfriend at that time wanted me to go to Atlanta with them to the World Fair. Southeastern Fair, that's what it was. I said World Fair, Southeastern Fair. Uh-huh. I went to that with the, they'd set a date for me and her friend at the where they worked. That's who I married, by the way, 2 years later. And at that time, I was not quite 21. So, got married when I was about not quite 21. I didn't want to go back to the cotton mill. My wife lived there in town. And so we lived out here on Street for a very short time. And my wife, she had two brothers. We lost both of those in World War II. One in the 8th day of the invasion of Normandy and one the last day of the war. And so, in the meantime, we bought a house out here on the highway right in town. Stayed there until 62. We bought it out here where I'm at now. A friend of ours was doing the building, some houses in there. So we bought the house there. And I went, I was already, after we married, soon after we married, I had the truck driving in my blood, see? So I bought a truck, and I was hauling stuff for everybody, Dick, Tom, and Harry. And during that time then, that was during the early part of the war, and I had gotten turned down finally. I had almost lost a foot and finally got turned down by that on account of it. And I went to, I had a friend, is this kind of what you want me to go along with?
Sure.
This had a, turned out to be a real friend out here on road. Mr. Wash. And he wanted me to haul lumber because they had worn their trucks out too. And they wanted me to haul a fertilizer from Atlanta for them. And I told him, well, I have just a certain amount of gasoline I can get. Don't you worry about gasoline. I can get you all you want or need. That's okay. And made a deal with him to haul it. Sent me down here to Roswell to the gas rationing board with a letter telling me that he was putting me on the haul for him with my equipment and that for them to give me whatever I needed because he needed me now. That's the way he put it. So the first crack out of the box, they gave me rationing coupons for 500 gallons. I thought that was something great, you know. But it turned into just what I was looking for, a lot of work. Uh-huh. And went on from that. We had a child 2 years after we had married. And of course, they're all your first ones always life, you know. She would go with me wherever I wanted to go and would take her. Little Tot. Today she's 60 years old.